Minister, the motion that's here today is supported by all of the opposition parties, because all of the opposition parties recognise the huge difficulty that homeowners up and down the length and breadth of the country and a number of counties from Donegal all along the west coast, Sligo, down into Mayo, down into Clare, and a whole lot of others. Because many of the people who produced the concrete products, you know, shared them with other quarries, with other providers. And in many places we will find that they have seeped into other counties that we are not aware of yet. And that's one of the issues that I think needs to be recognised here, that this programme is putting in place where we can have applications from certain counties where they've been approved. Sligo was one of them, approved for applications. I think only 5 people so far have got their applications in. And when they're trying to get them in, and I met a woman on the street in Sligo there a couple of weeks ago in Sligo town, and she said to me that she was filling in this application because her home was crumbling. And she said, it's as if we're pretending that this is happening to us. It's as if they're trying to tell, you know, prove you're wrong. She said, would I pretend I have cancer? I would not. People are not pretending that their houses are crumbling around them. The way in which they put out these forms and the amount of huge criteria that they have to go through only to prove that they have got a problem that they need to get proper and full redress for is absolutely outrageous. And I think it's an example and a reflection of where this government policy is. The government policy is not about providing for people, it's about blocking people from getting any help. That's what it's really about. And that's the issue that most people have with this particular scheme that you've put in place. And the counter-motion you have today is reinforcing that high wall that you build in front of people that they can't get over. There's also, of course, a whole lot of other people who are in council houses or in local authority houses, and they see it around them, but the council won't even go out and look at them. They won't even do assessments of them. We also have issues with commercial and community buildings, which also have the same problems. And again, they're not included in the scheme. So, you know, the fact that government here are burying their head in the sand and are trying to avoid this issue has to be called out. And the opposition are calling you out clearly, and the response from government is to block it even more, is to turn away and say, no, we will not listen, we will not look at the reality that people have to live through here. And that is, I think, the greatest scandal this government has ever come across. People have mentioned earlier that we have had, you know, light touch regulation in the past. Most of this was done through the 2000s, early to late 2000s. But it went on even after that, for quite some period of time. There's people that have houses built, you know, after the bust came in the economy, and they're now noticing the same problems. So you see, Minister, what we need here is we need a government that will actually recognise that what you have done to date has been an utter failure, and you need to recognise that what we are putting forward here is a solution that you can work with. And government needs to work with this, because it's for the defence of ordinary people, the length and breadth of the country, who are losing their homes.